Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
We missed you.
I know. Saying. My bad.
Free Willy.
I'm not
Free
saying.
Willy. You know, oh, you know what? You know what?
We're going to say tonight, Jared.
Yeah. The one thing that I had, you guys ruined.
Yeah, we did. You're fucking right. We did. Yeah. We're sick of that shit.
We need to post it up in the Drink Bros podcast.
It's
put it up.
That's why we can say Free Willy tonight, though, Jared, is because the dreams came true. From the last podcast, I said, look, you can only say Free Willy if we get an oil painting of you buck naked as a whale jumping over Matt as he rubs a Jimmy John sandwich across your tummy.
I'm
a facilitator. I made it happen.
True today.
You took it away from me. I had one thing that was mine.
We need to actually print that out and have it in the studio.
One thing
right behind
it. I wanted my fucking bedroom.
God. I hate it.
That's going to be my Christmas card.
I don't know who the artist was, but he really outdid himself and he found the magic inside.
It's actually Jay Acosta who did the Range 15 intro credits.
I mean, in all realness, he did nail my body shape.
Dude, he did.
But he also made your fingers webbed, which was awesome. Like you were, like they were fins. Like
dude,
they were little
like
fins.
Your body shape was so perfect. I felt like he's seen you without the shirt on.
I know.
It's not too much. It's not too little.
So Caitlin actually gave me a shirtless photo, and I sent it to Jay.
Yeah, there's a little bit of definition.
No.
Yeah.
She did.
No, I'm fucking with you.
Oh, fuck.
Because you do have a little bit of definition in your shoulders, tricep area, but there is a little bit of the belly going on.
There's a little Santa. There's Santa down there.
Well, welcome to the Drinking Bros podcast.
Welcome. Hey, you guys want to take a gander at who we're sponsored by tonight?
I have no idea.
Man. A bunch of really awesome people, by the way.
Oh boy! This first one, it almost goes without saying. It's a little place called Carnivore Club.
Did I do something wrong?
Bring out the fucking dinosaur in you.
Buzzed.
Get on two legs and eat this shit like a fucking T-Rex. Get little tiny arms and eat. Get a box of meat.
That's how good it is. If it was on the floor and you didn't have arms to pick it up, you would eat it like a T-Rex.
You would still eat it like a T-Rex, but since you're not a fucking T-Rex and we live in the goddamn 21st century, you can go to carnivoreclub.co. They will send you an incredible box of meat every single month to your house. They've got the best salami, the best jerky, the best fancy Italian meats. You'll be so busy stuffing your face. You'll never even take the time to pronounce this shit because you don't need to. I think it's pretty fucking delicious unless you're some sort of vegan. In which case, God, you know,
let's not get started on that.
There's a special
shit.
Place reserved in hell for you.
Oh, yeah.
So go to carnivoreclub.co and sign up. Use the promo code Drinkin' Bros to get 10% off your first box.
Oh, yeah.
I love seeing all the Drinking Bros have their Carnivore Club packages everywhere.
That is amazing, by the way.
It's good meat. It's good meat.
It is amazing. And by the way, this next one's super close to my heart today.
Hey, Ross, I wish you fucking would, dude. You know?
I wish you would.
I wish you fucking would.
I wish you would. Hey, you got a stereo in that house? Would. You got a good stereo in that house?
You gotta keep a box of ammo by the bed. And if you're going to have some ammo, in case a motherfucker would come through your front door as you're sleeping, go to TartarusOrdnance.com. That is TartarusOrdnance.com for all your home defense ammunition.
See, Ross, when you buy ammo from them, the crucial thing is if it's going to be your EDC, your Urid Day carry, you want those hollow points, dog. Now, if it's home defense, I usually go ball ammo because it rips right through drywall, right into a motherfucker's face when he tries to come at you.
Hey, man, you got one of them flat screens?
Yeah.
Was that like an Asian Mexican?
Well, he was trying not to be racist, so it was a combination. Yeah.
Everybody that wants a flat screen all in one. That was a Black Friday shopper.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God, and if you want to protect your flat screen, go to TartarusOrdnance.com, type in the promo code Drinkin' Bros. Again, you get 10% off all your ammo, all kinds of shit. This next one, I'm real vulnerable tonight. Just finished Range 15. It was a million hours in a row. The only reason I am able to do this show right now is because of Strike Force Energy.
That is
the legit statement.
Tell me about
that. I think I've had four today.
You're fresh off the boat.
It's Navy SEAL made, by the way. It's Navy SEAL made.
Oh, fuck.
So you know it's good.
You know it's good.
And you know they're going to take the credit for how good it is. Totally kidding. I learned that from you guys. No, but I've drinking this all through editing. If they're open to it, I want to own part of your fucking company because I'm drinking this shit by the box. No lie. God. I'm drinking two of them right now. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com.
Whoa, you're doing a double? I've never been brave enough to do a double.
Yeah, I had to. It was a long flight from L.A. last night. Mm. You can get a subscription. I've got a subscription. They send them to your house. That's what I highly recommend because I pound this shit. My wife pounds this shit, and I'm alive and I'm awake today when I shouldn't be.
How often do you pound shit?
Yeah, don't tell me about your wife pounding stuff.
Does she pound your shit? You can reference episode one,
pegging.
Yeah, occasionally you need to be pegged to feel alive again. Oh, I'm sorry if you don't feel.
Listen, I feel alive every day. Wait, what?
I kind of feel what he's saying there because you know. Wait.
What?
No, I don't.
Whoa.
Jared's feeling chipper. He's got a new haircut. He's feeling chipper.
When you guys are talking about all this, you know I just ordered a box of 10 dildos from 8 inches to 12 inches. Right?
Did you really? Cool.
Yeah, they're coming.
They're
not for personal use.
You don't know if it's you know how you know if it's an 8 or a 12 inch night, Rocco?
How?
It depends on how much Lead Slingers whiskey you've drank. Yeah! You know what I'm saying? If you had more than a half a bottle of Lead Slingers, you'll probably try that 12. You'll probably just go with 8. That is the greatest whiskey that God has ever created. If you need to get you know, double penetrated, pegged,
we're going
or you just want to last longer. We're going to last longer for your lady.
That's a good, we were just reprimanded
for advertising.
We just got messed up for advertising.
And now the slogan is, if you want to be DP, drink Lead Slingers.
Hey, we didn't say it.
You guys didn't say it. Look, if you want to be pegged, drink Lead Slingers.
By the way, Ross, I got to try Lead Slingers Gelato tonight.
Oh, you're not the only one.
Oh my God!
We almost ate the whole fucking
thing. Our friend owns a gelato shop here in El Paso, and he's been to over 30 gelato schools around the world because he flies around the world with Pilot X, and he made Lead Slingers gelato.
Yes.
Wow!
Yes.
I gotta have some of that for my mouth hole.
I know.
Whoa!
Nice mouth hole.
Speaking of mouth hole, there's a lot of them. In a little novel we like to call it Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed, the first ever romance novel for dudes.
Dudes.
Yeah, there's a lot of mouth holes getting filled in that goddamn thing. Well, look, if you like Airplane, if you enjoy Airplane or Blazing Saddles, you will love it. Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed. Available everywhere, Amazon, Audible, your dad's house.
I mean, honestly, the book to me is like if you merged Legend of the Fall with XNXX.
What? Oh, I love it. That's a great description.
Very accurate.
That's a great description.
I think you.
And Night She Cries While He Rides the Steed is the greatest novel ever. Go grab it. You know who I gave it to?
Who?
On the flight back this morning. I had a weird one. So I took a red eye out of L.A. after finishing the movie. I grabbed the last flight there was, and I was stuck in a middle seat. No first class, no business class, no nothing. Literally back of the plane, next to the toilet. I'm in a middle seat, and I'm like, man, this can't get any worse. And then it did. An NBA player.
Oh no!
I'm not going to name who it was. An NBA player did the exact same thing because he needed to fly back east to see his family. He's 6'11". There's one seat open next to me. Guess who sat there? Yeah. The fucking NBA player.
No shit.
Oh my god.
So
are you, Ross? You're 6'5"?
I'm 6'3", 200. He's 6'11". He's weighing 285.
Oh.
The two of us motherfuckers are jammed together. No lie, this is a great story. He starts, because the plane hadn't taken off yet, he starts going up and down the row in the emergency rows and first class. And he starts trying to buy their seats from them in cash. In a fucking gangster wad of cash he pulls out.
How much was he talking?
Literally, so it got up to, the guy in the emergency rows, that got up to 500.
Dude, I would have done that in a second.
Just to be a nice
same
guy.
Here.
I was like, dude, I was going to give it to you anyways.
For
thanks
somebody
for the five-y.
In first class, he offered him $1,000 in cash. And everybody declined. That's how much people hated the red eye from L.A. to Charlotte.
Wow. How far is that flight? Five and a half hours?
So me and this huge motherfucker sitting next to each other, and he's just like, dude, I'm not going to be able to sleep. And he's like, hey, do you have anything? And I was like, you know, I do. And I gave him a copy of A Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed. And he goes, when I woke up in the morning, because I crashed out hard, he wakes me up and he goes, yo, motherfucker, that shit was funny, dog. And I was like, yeah.
Do you know that he probably jacked off next to you?
I hope he did.
Yeah,
he probably
got a sniper.
Listen, there was 6'11 ropes of cum coming out of
Can
that fucking dude.
Can I get a sippy over there?
What do you want? Some of those.
Yeah, what are you drinking? What are you drinking over there tonight, Jared?
I'm having some Ledlingers.
Yeah, but he's not drinking out of the normal thing. And we'll explain that later. But he has this huge fucking drink.
Yeah, that's an Air Force cut. That's a beer drinking bomb droppers.
Bomb droppers. Old school.
It's a 1 liter mug.
That's what it is. 1 liter
mug. I like it.
And he's already chugged it.
He's
already chugged it once.
By the way, you know what mug I want? I saw, Matt, I saw you in Evan's video for Black Rifle Coffee. Are those mugs, those handmade mugs real? Because I fucking love them.
Yeah, they are, dude. They're doing like this custom clay pottery stuff with Black Rifle. It's fucking awesome. So obviously we had
one of the funniest videos I've ever seen.
Swayze it up.
Let's not talk about that video right now, please.
Jared's pretty jealous
about it.
He's so sensitive
about
that.
It's still fresh.
So for
another man was behind Evan. For those who haven't seen the video, go to Black Rifle Coffee on Facebook.
Evan and I reenact
Matt is behind
Patrick
another man
Swayze
swaying
in Ghost.
Yeah, he's swaying him.
Yeah, it was good. We were rubbing hands, dude. You know, his wedding ring might have fallen off.
I don't need to hear this.
Here's the funny thing. Like you made this amazing post today on just the appreciation of finally the movie being done. And his one line to Evan was he's
so
still
funny.
Upset about it.
You love him.
Yeah, Ross, did you read what I wrote to you?
I did, and truthfully, that was one of the nicest posts ever, and that made my day today.
Yeah,
it's been a long few weeks.
I
did too. It's been a long few weeks. We have seen the movie in its full entirety, and it's incredible. I think it's everything and more that you guys attempted to do, and that I got a little choked up on that today. I was also up for about 46 hours straight, but I got a little choked up today, so I appreciate that, Jared.
No, that's I literally when I woke up this morning, that's kind of what it was closing those project files was like almost like coming home with a gold medal.
It feels like graduating high school where you're like, oh,
because you know
I might
been away
never
from
see
my
these
computer
people again
for the last 2 weeks, and the night. literally the morning as I'm leaving to the airport, I'm dragging all of the Range 15 files over to a hard drive because we're going to LA. So by the time I come back, as I woke up this morning, I pull the computer back open and it's like, oh, wow, I'm done with these forever.
Yep. That's it.
Yeah.
It's been crazy.
And by the way, for the people at home who maybe if you're wondering like, hey, did those guys, are they really that close in real life? Are they really that close of friends? Yes. I mean, I the first night I stayed with Jack two nights in a row. I stayed with Jared two nights in a row. I slept with Matt two nights in a row. And shit, Matt and I had a king.
We had a king bed. We shared bed that, you know?
Yeah.
I trusted you shit so much, I didn't even we didn't have to put a pillow in between us.
Oh, me and Jared slept in the same room, too, a couple times. And, dude, we didn't even touch each other all night. We were,
yeah.
What?
It was interesting.
What?
What? That was the weirdest thing.
I mean, we took a shower before bed.
Wait. I didn't say it right. No, but we didn't touch each other this time. Yeah.
And by the way, my hatred of Papa John for that last episode has really, really caught on online, which I'm super stoked about because I hate that motherfucker, that smug-eating pizza motherfucking bastard, Papa John. And,
you know, if we wanted to, we could really start an anti Papa John himself campaign.
We can.
Just to annoy this fuckface.
Well, hey, you know what? That got me thinking because everybody asked me. They were like, dude, I wish you guys ran food restaurants and did your own shit like that so we could see you guys. Because the commercials would be awesome and hilarious. And it got me to thinking. I was like, all right, what type of food chain would you own? Jared, we know yours, obviously. Yeah. If you could be Jimmy John's.
No, like, it's actually called Ming Lee's Handies and Sandies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can get.
We've talked about old Ming Lee's before.
Ming Lee, yeah. Ming Lee, you could get it. It's the home of the $2 hand job.
Are you giving the hand jobs?
No. That's Miss Ming.
Do they at least wear gloves?
No, they don't.
I could
also see you opening up a babysitters club in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Like just to hire the babysitters?
Yeah, like the interviewing process
like,
goes through.
Like, no
through
one
you
knows if the actual Babysitters Club exists, but there's a lot of interviews that go on.
Yeah, none of the babysitters ever get jobs.
It'd be like nine Lindsay Lohans, I feel like, is what Jared would like.
Oh, God, shut up.
Here, put this on. Where's the rest
I
of it?
I think Tech B Jesus might have. You've met little Ashley, right?
What?
No. I thought maybe he.
She's
knew.
Like,
I
thought ma-
little
I thought,
Ashley. Yeah, that oh was, God, that's... Jared, this is getting creepy as fuck. You have a babysitter named Little Ashley.
No,
oh, hey, do you want the big Ashley tonight? No, get Little
Florida,
Ashley over here.
Yeah. In Florida, we had two friends named Ashley. One was like 6'7", 200, and the other one was like 5'8", 120. So there's Big Ashley and Little Ashley.
Oh, okay.
You got to label.
Let's get Little Ashley. Hey, let's grab Little Ashley. Oh, Jared. You every time we do a show, and I think if it can't get lower, you go lower. What? You've got these weird fetishes.
He goes Little Ashley.
Hey,
Little
Ashley. Yeah. You know a lot about Little Ashley because she's got two alternate names.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
Is that the schizophrenic that you dated?
Maybe.
We're just going to call her Lil Ash.
Lil Ash.
It depends. Oh,
we're missing
something
here. Lauren or Jessica. No, we're not.
We're missing one thing here.
What are we missing?
The fact that we know what you're drinking, but what's Matt drinking out
of
today?
Oh, shit. Jesus. Ross.
Yeah. This is weird.
Matt's drinking out of a France press.
Shut the fuck up.
He is. I took a picture of it. I'm going to send it to you right now, Ross.
I stole it. Jared wasn't, and it was gleaming at me through the fucking cupboard, so I jumped on it, man.
It's addicting, Ross. Have you seen the photos people are tagging us in?
Like, oh, yeah. Dude, this France press thing is really,
Sunday
really taking on a life
with my France
of its
press.
Own.
There's a picture of seven dudes holding France presses drinking out of these motherfuckers.
Yeah, with their stomachs out, too, for Jared.
Hey! No, they didn't.
Oh, my God. I just got the photo of Matt drinking out of a France press. Dude, Jared is slowly integrating into everybody's lives and ruining
them. I think we
need
to get a sponsor of a France press.
France.
I know. Who makes that, Jared? Who makes your France press?
I don't know. Evan
so
bought
dearly?
That one. Evan, I think he got it from Bed Bath & Beyond.
I think it is.
God, there's
we
so
just
much
stopped
shit
there for towels and some other things. But
what, magic towels? His and hers towels? His and his.
His
that's
and his.
Cute.
Hey, but by the way, Rocco, I ate at Trejo's Tacos, and it made me think that you could run a taco place.
How was Rocco's
Tacos?
If I was going to have a choice, dude, that's exactly what I would do is tacos for sure, man.
Rocco's Tacos. Rocco's Tacos.
There is a place called Rocco's Tacos, and I've hit them up like, send me a fucking shirt, and they ignore me. So fuck them, dude. We'll open up a bigger business.
Rocco's motherfucking tacos.
Rocco's motherfucking tacos,
I don't know if I'd stuck with salmon. I want to do JT's Pizza and Dog Grooming.
Oh, God, that doesn't work.
Why doesn't it work?
The hair.
Oh, yeah, you get dog hair in everyone's pizza.
I like that a lot. But by the way, so the tacos were pretty good at Trejo's Tacos, but they still weren't street enough. Like, I wanted more options, more.
I've seen the videos, man.
They weren't a la carte.
No, I've seen the videos. I love this. The side vendors, man.
Yeah, that's the jam.
Same. I like those street vendors. Like these are really classy. And look, we love Danny Trejo.
Love him.
You know, obviously he's been in much of my movies. I love him. It's just it was a little fancier than I expected.
I watched the behind the scenes or whatever the thing, and it was like super uppity kind of
really
like
nice
LA
tacos, man, which is different.
But I like the tacos. You go up, you can pick the meat, you pick the toppings, yeah. You pick the sauce. So it's almost like the Chipotle of tacos.
It was like that Mexican. It was like that Mexican restaurant you and I went to.
Even though
today.
Chipotle, I know it has tacos, but it's very limited. Oh,
I like to eat tacos where you're not sure if it's dog, cat, or just fucking real beef. It's like,
well, you're Mexican.
What is that? I don't know, but it's fucking amazing.
I only eat dog on Christmas.
if there's not a chance of you shitting through a screen door after eating a taco, I don't
there's
want
no
it.
Point.
You know, like I love the danger of it. I love the danger element of it.
Remember, Ross, you and I tried to buy a hot dog from a taco truck.
Oh God, in LA, and we got laughed
was it
at.
The snort
and not only that, when we walked away, they called Jared the Gordo Punta.
No,
Gordo Punto.
Yeah.
The puta.
The fat puta, dude.
Hey, shut up.
That's funny.
That's what they did.
We don't say that anymore. We don't say that anymore.
No, I'm going to say it. Somebody
we
made the painting.
Don't say
Free
it
Willy.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Go to the Drinking Bros Facebook fan page and look at the Free Willy shot posted today.
No, it's glorious.
One of the best you'll ever see. Matt, I picture you having like a Japanese massage house for some reason.
Oh, yeah. I was sitting there trying to think, what would you. That's perfect.
It would. You'd probably be
a Japanese masseuse, right?
I think it'd be like Thai food. Oh, but yes, a massage parlor as well. But I would probably go
sushi.
Out of business because I'd be
like
getting
that.
Hand jobs.
You can eat Thai food and then
get
jacked
massage.
Off.
Spicy hand job.
What did you go eat the other day?
Use chili paste.
Not the massage parlor.
No, we went to go eat where they cooked in front of us.
Okoze?
Hibachi.
Yeah, hibachi. I love that shit.
Like how about a naked hibachi place?
Where they sit on the fire?
What?
Wow, that sounds painful.
No, where your chef is a naked chick or dude,
yeah,
whatever
you
want.
You don't cook bacon without a shirt on, dude. It's fucking miserable.
Grease fires.
Yeah, but that'd be cool.
What would yours be, Ross?
Man, I think I'd like to combine like men's toupees. What? I like to men's toupees, and then I'm also a big like a ramen noodle place, like
so,
ramen noodles
no,
and men's toupees.
I don't see. I see Ross having a grilled cheese place.
Yeah, he's got
I'm
like
not,
the,
I'm not
hey,
a
he's got the
cheese,
fucking
hey,
In-N-Out
hey,
hat
hey,
on.
Hey, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches.
It's not even that. It's just grilled cheese. We only got one thing. It's Wonder Bread and fucking Kraft Singles. There's nothing else involved.
Wait, not even like a meat?
No,
and
you
no can't protein?
Have,
and
you
milk.
Can't have anything.
They that and milk.
He doesn't even have mustard. And his sodas are all in a glass case and cans.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, you guys got any condiments? Yeah, the Ralph's is over there. You
hey, by the way,
hey, there's a Ralph's down the street. Enjoy yourself.
It's all McDonald's, you fucking shit.
When you were at your peak of stress the other day, did you like my wrench video I sent you?
The wrench video is amazing.
Which one was that?
Go all the way up. Jared sat in a store and videotaped himself picking out wrenches for I guarantee it was probably
how
40
come we
minutes
didn't get
and you
that?
Cut that video
how
down
come we didn't
minute.
Get that
I never seen
I
it
I don't know I just sent it to him
I never seen it
it was so good it made my day that day
hey, I was in Harbor Freight Tools and I was looking for a good monkey wrench but I couldn't find the right size so I went all the way up
you went all the way up.
I'm sure it's a good video, but
because everybody needs a good monkey wrench. That sounds like one of those weird fucking things that gets funded on Kickstarter.
Oh,
like one of those weird,
we should start
weird goddamn
really weird
things.
Hey Ross, I think I still have the M&M of videos though, and
which
we
one?
Won't we won't speak of it.
Oh,
oh
but,
my God.
But I went all the way up.
He did.
Yeah.
Right now,
one.
Right
Matt,
now you're in the
Matt,
lead.
So hey, by the way, hands down across the board, you still to this day have the best. videos between us.
Well, you got to tell it, Ross. You got to tell everybody.
Let me get the background. Yeah, I'll get the background. There's several videos that's been going around in this group message. It's four of us on here.
Don't see the light of day.
They never see the light of day. They'll never leave us four.
Personal stuff.
They will never see the light of day.
But the point is, behind these is who can one up the rest of the group.
Yeah.
And so far, Matt has, I think, double tapped on that.
Oh, God.
The last one he sent, I didn't watch it. He texted me. He goes, I'm kind of upset you didn't see the video. And I was like, dude, my bad. I went and watched it. And I was like, oh, my God, bro. Why? you're winning. And I can't even think of something to top that.
Oh,
it's hard.
There was so much confusion around it. Nobody could know, nobody knew if it was real.
The brainstorming ideas that Ross and I had after that video to try and
how do you top that?
It was almost borderline illegal.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it involved a snorkel, some farm animals. I don't know how you top it.
Your rebuttal was pretty damn good, Ross. I will give you that.
That was a good rebuttal.
It was a very good rebuttal.
It's because it was 58 seconds.
Yeah.
It was because it was 58 seconds of what we did. But and I will say this. It was good, but it was not great. Yours was great where it was like, oh, my God. That one changed the game. It was like seeing Jordan play for the first time.
Listen, I put myself in harm's way to make three people laugh.
he literally risked his life and risked
my freedom.
Risked your entire career.
For
your
three
freedom,
guys
your parents,
to go, okay, you win.
That's what's so fun about making those videos, because it's not like I need the public's affirmation on making a video. That if I make my three best friends chuckle, I'll do whatever and what at whatever cost to make it fucking happen.
And then you were like, you had said, I'm upset you didn't comment on the video. Ross and I were still watching it over and over and over again on my phone.
I think, no, Matt, no lie. We probably watched it, I think, 14 times because we were trying to figure out if it was real, if that happened.
No.
And then how did you do it?
I watched it I watched it once and deleted the whole fucking thread. I'm like, nope, I don't want this on my phone.
I'm out.
I'm done. I get compromised. Knowing, I don't want to be the asshole in the room.
Knowing what it is, it's like you had to go through four different levels to get the resources
It was like playing a video game, Matt. It was like playing a video game for the first time and then beating the game in one night, where it was like, man, I don't know how you strategically worked that out, where you began from, and then how you
finish
got
them.
Well, yeah. maybe like on my deathbed, I'll just keep a compilation and I'll release all these.
No,
we've got a hard drive.
I erased the whole thing because I don't want to be the one to compromise the group. That right there was like, nope, that's good. That's
not me.
That's not staying on the phone, bro. I'm an Uber driver now.
Are you a fucking Uber driver now? Is that real?
Dude, I am, bro.
He's
I
been
am.
Giving some Uber rides.
Oh, I love it. Have you driven anybody?
Yeah, several guys. Dude, actually, you know what's so funny? The other day, I drove a guy to the... Dude, sometimes I'm just like going from one side of the town. I'm trying to check on some of the places that have lead slingers. So I'm like, oh, whatever. I'll turn the Uber on. If someone calls me, I'll do it. And I picked up a guy from a hotel, and he went to the casino, and he is a psychic. He actually has several written books, right? Mm-hmm. And so he goes, hey, I want to say something, man. I feel a lot of good vibes from you, and I think there's going to be a lot of success in your near future. And I was like, cool,
all right,
bro.
All right. How much success?
Really?
How much success?
Yeah,
from 1 to 10.
It was really cool, man. So I got his information. I'm going to bullshit with him a little bit more because it was a pretty cool little deal. But
did he ask if you were in the entertainment business too?
Yeah, he did. He did. So it was kind of weird how he did that. He also knew I was a writer, which is even weird. So then I felt like, dude, let me see your fucking phone. Are you following?
He's on the rocker
you know
page.
Who the fuck we are? Yeah. No, but it was cool. And that's what I've enjoyed. Everybody that's jumped in my car, like, cool conversation, interesting stories, and I just enjoyed that shit. So I'm having a blast. And Saturday, I actually already have a pre-scheduled ride.
Oh, wow.
We don't need to talk about a pre-scheduled ride.
See, but now I can drink on the podcast.
We don't need to talk about a pre-scheduled ride.
Well,
I mean, who cares about that?
You're just mad because it's your mother.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
Yeah. So she's in town, and she said she needs an Uber driver Saturday early morning.
What if she has a pit stop off Sunland Park exit where that store's at?
Hey.
She already's in the goddamn kitchen like, I could pay under the table. What the fuck does that mean?
That was so funny. I was like, whoa, it's that kind of party. I'm sorry.
I think
so. Hey, by the way, to bring this up, because I've been to a psychic. Have you guys been to psychics before?
I don't believe in unicorns, so.
Yeah, man.
No, they didn't bring one into your high school or anything?
I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear how
fucked
up
it is. Because it haunts you.
I think it fucks your head a little.
Yeah.
They got one for my high school graduation. There was a thing where, you know, they had like games set up in a gym, and then there was like a psychic in one room, and so it was like me and my.
That's a cool story. Bro.
There's a couple uncles.
No, wait,
in the
this
closet.
Is a cool story. So you go into every room, and there was like a casino night in one room. You know, each room had a theme, and you got to go do it. So me and ten of my best friends. We went in there and we're like, oh, we didn't believe in psychics and all the bullshit and everything else. And we were like, this isn't real. And so we had a few to drink and we go, all right, if you know so much, she goes, I go, who's going to die out of this group first? And she literally without hesitating pointed out my friend, and we all stopped and we were like, oh Jesus, that was dark. Like that I wasn't was expecting quick. Her to answer it. And he was the first to pass away, by the way.
No, oh. Fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
That's why
are you
do
clapping
that
so, at his friend died?
No, I'm just saying the psychic.
No.
Bro, that's why I won.
He tried to bluff the psychic. The psychic called his bluff.
Dude, I fucking won't do that shit. It's just weird, dude. And you know what? There might be someone has some fucking weird feelings. Good for them. Fuck you. Don't tell
when
me.
When I was I went to Hawaii when I was 12. By myself.
Did you say 12?
12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And on the way back.
by yourself?
He's drinking.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I met my.
For a luau? Did you send yourself for a luau?
My godparents.
Who let you alone at 12?
Lived there.
You.
So I
we
flew
can't leave you alone
myself.
At 30.
Super confused right now.
So my godparents lived there, so I flew there, whatever. And then I met. Flying back home, I met this dude that, you know, had said that he was a psychic, and he had. He literally was like, I see the future of your life. And he looks at me and he goes, there's only going to be one. I go, what the fuck does that mean? He's like, but be happy with that one. But that's like bugged me forever.
He's talking about
I've got three kids and I still to this day go, wait, there's only one?
what is
what
one?
Does that
mean? Yeah. And are you only happy with
wives.
That one?
Two wives, three kids. He's talking about a dude, bro.
Yeah.
There's only going to be one.
It's Evan.
Yeah. It's Evan.
Well, we solved that problem.
Yeah.
Two wives, three kids.
Jared sleeps super good now. He's like, man, I got that off my shoulders.
Imagine this fucking dude who thought he's not a psychic. He's just fucking with you.
Yeah.
And he thought he was going to change your life. Like, all right, there's only one in this world. I'm going to fall in love with one fucking chick.
You've done it for 19 years, you motherfucker. Because I've always, every time I'm like meeting somebody, there's only going to be one.
Are you her?
Is that a friend? Is it a girl? Is it a child?
Yeah. What's the one?
Shit.
I won't do it, dude.
You sucked one dick, huh?
No, not yet.
Jared, be honest, man. We've all like everybody. It's been a long trip for everybody. Have you? Did you put a penis in your mouth?
You put a penis in your mouth.
No, bro. I stayed in the same room with him. He did not put my penis in his
Rocco.
Mouth.
Rocco, now did he put the penis in you? I don't know how to talk like Jerry Springer.
I honestly think that a dick would taste salty, and I would get upset.
Oh my god, dude.
You've thought of that?
What?
Why would you think of that?
What?
God
So
damn.
It's the taste that bugs you.
Not the fact that he has a penis in his mouth. Yeah, exactly. Not the fact that he had a penis in his mouth.
It's
salty.
It's 2016. No one's going to make fun of you for sucking a dick.
Jesus. Dip it in honey, bitch.
Wow.
Here,
That's Jared.
Oh god damn, I share rooms with this fucking dude.
Yeah, and he
I
wants
feel
yeah,
like he
do.
Watches me in the you know the because we stay at the moment.
Yeah, in the shower.
And the shower is like just a glass and so you can see kind of body shape. I don't know, bro. It's you.
No, Jack's the one that puts his ass against the glass
he does.
4 minutes.
Yeah.
Ew.
You literally leave to go take a shower and I'm like this. Do you think this is not more interesting than blurred fucking Rocco balls?
I don't know, bro. I get a little nervous.
That glass is foggy.
No, it's not. Listen, when Jack Mandeville puts his pumpkin up there, dude, it's for everyone
and
to
then
see.
He leaves it. He leaves it for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, he's...
I don't even know how they have hot water.
God, man. Whenever there's a window in a shower like that, it leaves the world open for a lot of things you don't want to see.
I won't jerk off like that.
I was thinking about that because Ross and I had the double bedroom. It was like, what were you guys thinking when you designed this hotel?
We were talking to like, so we think
there's double beds in here.
No,
you have a glass
I think it's that
shower.
Like sexy vibe where if you're like with a chick or something, you can see her like blurred naked through the
shower.
Yeah,
but not when you have two beds in a room.
Okay, fair enough. But it might be like you're just best friends,
you know?
And
you know how frustrating it was?
Or there's four of you.
I had
no time to just jerk off. It's a soft swing.
Yeah.
You had no time to jerk off. Like, I didn't.
That's how you start throwing four ropers.
What are you talking about? I never was in the room.
I know, but I'm uncomfortable because I feel like you're going to walk in.
No, I'm never in the room.
Yeah, you're going to walk in, yeah.
There's a lot of time between that.
Ross, you know what this guy fucking did every night?
What'd he do?
He went into the hallway and banged on some fucking Asian guys during the fight.
Dude, that's so funny.
That's right.
There's no Rocco here. No Rocco here.
So Jared gets drunk and sleepwalks.
Yeah. When Jared gets like, fuck you drunk, which doesn't happen that often because he handles his liquor real well within reason. But if we do like events and go out and people are throwing him shots, he'll get in the zone, the twilight zone.
And it was so scary to watch. And I kept saying, like, I don't sleep very good. I'm like, I'm on edge, you know? And so
I see your face tucked against the wall.
I'm on the farthest edge of this fucking bed, right? Just because, like, don't touch me while you're drunk because it's weird, right? But he's so out of it. He gets up, and I'm like, you good, bro? He goes, yeah. And leaves the room. I'm like, oh, fuck, where's he going? And you hear him banging on some fucking doors, looking for Rocco. I'm in the fucking bed with the dude, right?
Yeah.
And he's yelling at some Asian guy. And the guy's like, no, Rocco! No, Rocco here!
No, Rocco here!
And then he turns around, comes back and takes a piss and goes to sleep. But he would do this like three times in the night.
Well, here's the dumb thing, too.
This is not a fabrication, by the way.
I'm that blackout drunk. But for whatever reason, I'm functional, so I know that I got to lock the deadbolt on my way out so I can get back in.
Yeah, because you don't lock yourself out. Yeah, I'm not getting out of bed. And this fucking dude, and then he realizes what he's doing. He stops banging on this Asian dude's door and goes right to take a piss and goes to sleep.
I was like, it came to me.
Did you piss in the hallway?
No, I didn't. I went outside, and then I came to my senses for a second and said, why am I outside? I'm going to go back in. And then I'm banging on 220. And the dude, I'm fighting with the dude. He's like, I was like, just get Rocco to the door. He's like, there's no Rocco here. You go away. It was like 4 a.m. And I was like, no, shut the fuck up. Get Rocco. He's like, no, Rocco, go away. and literally, like, it clicks. And I go, oh, I'm not in 220. I'm in 217. And then I just walk back to my room.
Yeah. And I'm wide awake. Like, it takes me a good 10 minutes to get comfortable again while he's asleep. And I hear him snoring. I'm like, okay, I can go to sleep again.
I'm safe zone.
Yeah,
now. Safe
dude,
zone.
Fuck.
That's Jared.
Yeah, I remember Rocco. I remember getting up for breakfast the next morning, and you were shaking your head, and I was like, "Hey, man, what's wrong?" And you were like, "Fucking Jared, man, he pissed all over the bathroom." And I was like, "Oh, not in the toilet?" And he goes, "No, not in the fucking toilet. It's all over the goddamn floor."
He just pisses, dude.
It's magic because what happened when you went back in the bathroom?
You cleaned it up.
It was gone.
Yeah.
Did you clean it up?
He did.
Look at you.
He did. He's respectful.
You're a little Swiffer, is what you are.
A little JT Swiffer.
I went and got him some Excedrin and a couple Gatorades and made sure he was good in the morning.
Aw, big poppy.
I didn't feel good that morning.
That morning was like...
No shit.
Yeah, duh. You were banging
on an Asian man's door.
The thing is, you know what gets me is the mixture. So I've learned up to
you
this
think?
Point.
You think? I've heard that, like, since high school.
Is if I will start drinking, you know, vodka and something clear, or I'll start drinking Bud Lights and I stick to that all night. But like when we go out with other people and they keep buying drinks, they keep buying what they want or whatever like that. It's like all of a sudden you've drank in Jaeger and tequila and all this other bullshit.
Well, it's hard to keep count too.
I know.
You're right?
Yeah, I'm good.
You just went real inner with that. Yeah. Like, I know. Like there was a dark moment in there where you just looked inside your soul and remembered a memory from 1998. Like, I know.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know. No, whenever Steve Howie comes into town though, you get housed.
He does. Well, dude. Like, Jared couldn't stop talking about how cool he was, but realistically, the motherfucker is cool as shit, dude.
I'm excited.
He put on some weight, though. It's like, what are you doing,
Jacked,
Steve?
Bro.
Fuck you up,
here's
bro.
The funny thing, dude. I didn't know he's a San Fernando boy, but the way he dressed, I knew he was, because I was like, dude, you look like all my homies, dude.
Steve Howie is on. He's on what show?
Shameless.
Yeah, he's on Shameless. He was on Reba.
My wife introduced me to Shameless. We started watching it, and then I just finished up season 5 recently, which was a very Kevin heavy season. It was all about him and his wife.
His character's name is Kevin, yes. For the audience, by the
way. So it was like I had just finished that, and then again, like, he's been one of our friends for a long time.
Dude. Cool,
so
dude.
It's like really he comes back to hang. Yeah, I'll come drink with you.
Yeah, he's like a mentor in the Hollywood kind of thing. He's kind of like, hey guys, maybe you should look into this. He's a good dude, man, and being able to hang out with him that night, we're like, dude, it was fucking rad.
But it's nice. I mean, knowing where he lives in Thousand Oaks and drives all the way out to where we were at.
Yeah.
On a Sunday night or a Saturday night?
Random.
Like, that's just. That's
he
a
lives
lot
in
of
Thousand
effort.
Oaks.
Yeah.
No, damn.
Dude, yeah. So I mean, he drove a while just to hang out with us, and then stayed with us all night. Like,
mm-hmm. He's a fight fan too. We got into that for a while. That
yeah,
was cool.
Dude, that's
cool.
What I'm saying. Like, all like he's like one of the boys because he dips, he drinks. I'm like, God, this motherfucker's yeah. just like a fucking dude, man.
I respect that because he's a legitimate friend there.
Yeah.
Like,
he's a good dude.
He will carve out of his time every time we are in town to just make sure that he spends time with us. And I fucking
But Jared
that.
Gets nervous and gets super rocked. You got super. Just super
he's
hammered.
Like, he's coming any minute now. I got to get fucked up so I can talk to him. Make sure I don't grab his dick. Like, whoa, bro!
It was like you were getting you. It's like you were getting ready for your first date. You're doing shots.
It's like prom night, dude. It's prom night.
Yeah, you asked Matt. You were like, "How do I smell?"
Yeah,
Matt was like, "What?"
Yeah,
no, how do I smell?
He
dude?
Changed
how
his
do I
panties
fucking
four
smell?
Times
smell
before
me.
He got there.
No, I did. I don't wear panties.
Panties. It was four times, four panties.
Four panties.
And he ended up with the neon green on, I believe. That's God. What you
no,
went
I
with.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, and you sniffed them before you put them on.
Yeah. What?
She get a little. She get a little.
I'm a
little
sniffer.
You're
yeah,
a sniffer.
Sniff
a little sniff.
He's the Swiffer. You're the sniffer.
I sniff everything.
I clean up.
I don't know why.
Afterwards,
Rocco, you do smell everything. You're like an Asian. Asians like to smell things
Asians
too.
Asians do that? I don't know.
Yeah, they do. That's
well,
the thing.
Well, that's because they're not used to clean air.
Dude, I open a water bottle. I open a water bottle and I sniff it. I don't know. Dude, did you just say that?
They're not used to not wearing one of those paper masks.
Overtly racist thing
I've
ever
heard.
That's not racist.
That's,
so
not that's
racist.
Environmentalist.
Environmentalist.
Like, hey, China, on. You're fucking your fucking country up. Sorry.
Yeah, I like how dude. You're just putting all the so Asians
look,
into China.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
China
hey,
is
Jared, they're
going to
be working on your new railroad next week?
New Zealand.
Oh my God, dude!
New
that,
subject.
You literally just said Asian, and they're all the Asians are in China.
Yeah. Well, 2.5 billion, huh? That's a good fucking percentage.
So yeah,
I don't know how much math you do.
I do sniff everything, Ross.
Is good.
Another. Oh, now they all do math. Way to go, Jared!
God, that's Jared. That's Jared. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Jared Taylor. Don't blame any of us. Just Jared Taylor.
Jared Octavius Taylor.
Listen, I love Asians. And I love
know you
the
do.
Railroad.
Hey, listen, if there's any Asians listening, and if you're from, you know, if you're from Thailand, start this restaurant with me.
Yeah.
Thai food and hand jobs. Maybe some massages. We'll do it.
Hey, I grew up in San Fernando Valley, man, and I love Asians. They're my some of my closest friends.
You were going to go in a store, and then you're like,
I grew up in Seattle.
What happened? You told me you drifted away from that.
Started in Seattle.
Excuse me?
Hot Import Nights. Started in Seattle.
I have no clue what you mean.
Oh,
another film. It was, reference.
No, yeah. Hot Import Nights is a car show.
Oh, I don't know.
For Acura.
Well, yeah, you used to be
Honda.
One of those weird dudes.
Those weird rides.
Yeah, you were into Tokyo Drifting.
You were into Tokyo Drifting,
Jared.
Oh, dude, you should have seen one of his first rides. He has pictures with it. Like, it's fucking. Like
he's G'd out on the wheel case like this.
Shut up. What was it? It was an Acura Integra, wasn't it?
I had an Accord, an Integra. They were all Hondas.
Were they riced out?
Oh my God!
Oh, bro, yeah.
This is legit.
No, I was the king of rice.
He was. He was. Yeah. He showed me the pictures.
Really?
And
yeah. You were a rice king,
dude. You gotta post those pictures, dude.
I should. I've got them on my car.
I know you.
I want to meet someone from your childhood that was a part of the rice era.
My
of Jared.
Mom is in the other room.
That's true.
But well, yeah,
Rocco gets an order in their Uber ride.
They'll do that to me, bro. That's
no, I just meant about the rice years.
No, there's a couple
the
people we can
years.
Bring in because
the rice years.
They're to this day, I still get shit for it. I had crushed velvet interior in my Accord.
Dude. What is crushed velvet?
Look
beautiful,
it up.
Beautiful.
Look
what
it
is
up.
It? Velvet?
Crushed velvet.
Is it
interior.
Different than normal
dude,
velvet?
I don't know
yes.
what that is.
Crushed velvet.
Dude, we should do
the
that
weirdest
one day.
Dude I know.
We should
I
all
love
fly
it.
In some of our
we should.
Hometown friends, and it's Jared's day, and you bring two of your hometown friends and have them tell stories.
I love that.
Because I have two baseball buddies I know I could bring
hometown
in.
Stories.
Hometown stories.
Hometown dude. Stories. That'd be a great one, actually.
Great
yeah.
One.
We bring in friends.
That's crushed velvet.
That's crazy.
It looks like Ron Jeremy's sheets in the
it
80s.
It does. I'm pretty sure he has boxers like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what the inside of my car looked like.
by the way, Matt, that picture of you talking to Ron Jeremy the other night blew up online.
Wasn't that random? We're just sitting in the studio. Hey there, it's Ron.
What did he say?
He's going to come to the premiere
so
in Hollywood.
Ron Jeremy calls hey. Matt on a regular basis now.
it's kind of bizarre.
Dude, he called the other day when we were out in Sierra Blanca doing helicopter stuff. And it took a minute. He's like, Matt's like, oh God, San Fernando Valley's calling me. It was 818.
Yeah.
Like, who is this? It's Ron. And he's like, Ron,
like I pick
Ron
up 303, yeah. But 818. I'm like,
818, that's my
310. 310. You don't pick up 818.
Yeah, you don't pick up 818. That's the Valley.
And then he's like, it's Ron Jeremy.
You're like, oh shit, what did I do now?
No, he was real nice. It's like, hey, it's Ron. I was like, hi, Ron who? Ron Jeremy. Like, oh, okay. Hello?
Hey, Ron.
What are we going to
hey,
talk
Matt,
about?
I got something growing on my dick.
Yeah.
Do you know what this is?
I was ready for him to tell him that he's my actual father. Like, oh, fuck, dude. Hey, it's Ron. Man, Dada. Huh?
My favorite moment on set is when I came out to get you out of your trailer, and it says everybody's name on the outside of it. It just said Matt Best and then Ron Jeremy on the trailer next to yours, and I was like, well, that's the movie we're making. And now you guys are beef fries in real life.
Beef fries?
You're beef fries.
Beef
you know?
Fries.
That's, you've got half the necklace and Ron's got the
dude,
other half.
Honestly, yeah. It would be funny to fly him out. And we film like a 5-part cooking show with Ron Jeremy.
Oh my god!
Like
gosh.
That would be just be yeah. Something so like cooking with Ron Jeremy,
dude. I always like to wash my hands.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
You think he calls it a cock pot?
He's sexually cutting zucchini, yeah. Just like super, cucumbers, yeah. Like just yeah.
The way he's squeezing cooking like pastry.
Yeah, everything he cooks is super phallic. Where yeah,
yeah.
He's putting the fucking shit on the cake and just. I like the natural appearance of like fucking
now. Now it's time to put the frosting on the cake.
God, why does it look like that? It's so milky. Ew.
He's got cock pockets.
That's
he's cock pockets.
Oh, that's you know what's funny? Hey, before we went live, we were talking about a crazy subject.
Oh, we were.
Which one?
The ropes.
We actually.
Oh, God.
We forgot we were even doing a podcast. And we just started shooting this shit.
Dude, Jared gets so grossed out by talking Jared, about
so
this.
We were talking about the standard ropeage of male ejaculation and what that looks like.
Do you remember on the old Maxims, they had a page of the ropes? And everyone,
no.
Yes, and you can buy some pills that help you have more ropes.
Wow, yes. Oh, gross.
Well, a lot of porn stars do that. Peter North. Peter North.
Dinklage.
I mean, I don't know. I heard.
How many ropes do you think Peter Dinklage has? I would say like he's probably like a 10 rope or something obnoxious.
I imagine someone like that has like a special like, skill.
Yeah, he's putting fires out in interstate fucking Chicago.
Dude,
you know?
Are you saying he's got like a spray?
I would say he's maybe a double roper.
Yeah, it's like it's like Contra, the spray.
So a rope is essentially defined by one consistent strand of semen. And it's not if it's a spray, so it's a singular ejaculatory
because
movement
it goes in a pump
and a spray.
Sensation.
That's one rope. Now, if you hear a double, then that's two.
My ropes have changed throughout the years, and I know right now it's
pull
not doing
in Tack
so well.
P. Jesus for this one because he's got the record for
all
of
us. Right now,
come on, pull the mic.
It's your turn. It was affirmed by a lady friend.
Yes,
girlfriend, wife,
so we have a guy in the room. He's a little shy right now, but he says he's on the, above the nine. He's in the 12 rope.
He's in a nine.
Jesus
12
Christ!
Rope.
Come on. Literally,
no one's in the 12 rope category.
You'd never go 12 rope.
She confirmed
you'd never go
it
12
rope.
You never
she
go full 12 rope.
That he is a nine pluser.
She actually said that's the only reason she's with him is because he climbs ropes and not in CrossFit.
That's healthy. It's healthy.
That's a lot of ropes. That's
King
too many. Moving.
That's all you got to say. That's all you got to say.
That's it.
That's a lot of cleanup.
We're picking
that's
up what you're
putting
down.
That's a lot of towels. That's a lot of laundry. That's a lot of cleanup.
Yeah, but if you think about it from a female perspective, it's more of an ego thing. It's like, yeah, I did that.
My man does
ropes. Does that gross you out, or is it he's a manly dude?
If he only does two, do you feel like you're
defeated? Just do like a Roman, thumbs up or thumbs down for the 10 ropers.
If he only does two, do you feel like you're defeated?
Like you didn't do your job.
Yeah.
Like, man, I made you come, but not hard. She said, I feel like if you have more ropes, then your boner is super hard.
I got really insecure because I have one rope.
Really?
Yeah. You know, the first pump is nothing.
You have four kids. Your ropes. Yeah.
But that one rope is healthy. It's probably heavier than most. If you weight it out, it's probably heavier than most.
It's really consistent
in the density.
It's 0.2 kilograms, actually. I mean, that's.
It's like
on the EJAC scale.
It's like gold.
On the EJAC scale, it's 0.2 kilograms.
You should measure semen in troy ounces.
No, mine is definitely.
Troy ounces is how you measure gold.
I like that.
Yeah, so
like
mine
that.
Is so heavy You get pregnant right away.
Yeah.
So, but I only have one rope.
Well, you're also Mexican, to be fair, though. Like, if you cup a fucking flauta next to your ear, you can hear people getting pregnant. Like,
I'm pretty sure yours is all sperm. But there's no seminal fluid. Exactly. It's just.
But I'm at the bottom of the barrel. Yeah. What?
Oh.
It's not white anymore.
Oh, God, I don't want to know.
Yeah, it's more of like
drinking bros know too much about your penis. the potato dick, now the one roper.
Yeah, but it's one healthy one.
It's your whole reproductive system is fucked.
I'm digging at the bottom of the barrel.
Potato dick, you've got semen that's not the same color.
Wait, how many ropes do you guys have? You guys are judging me.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
it depends. Listen, it depends on my diet, how much meat, how much pineapple I've consumed, whether or not I've masturbated
really
in the last 74 hours. Not two, four. That really extra two does a lot.
Okay.
So there's a lot of factors.
I need to figure out my ropes.
Hey, you need to go get that pill, Rocco, is what you need to do.
What's the pill?
You should try it. You should try it just to see if it really increases anything.
Do you know Jules would fucking flip, dude?
What is that?
Because she's so like, why would you take that?
Like, because I want more ropes.
Because I want to put them ropes in you, girl.
Ew.
I got a new video idea.
Mr. Roper. Mr. Roper, just like from Three's Company.
Oh, no. We'll Matt's trying to one-up us right now. Matt's going to try and triple up us on a new video.
I would never. I would never put my penis in a video.
The phone will be buzzing in 2 hours. Hey, Ross, you watch that video? Watch it real quick.
Can you count these for me? I can't count how many ropes this is. What?
One day I'm just going to send a video to guys and you block my number. And like, that's it.
Matt, just send me a mail.
We're out, dude. We're out. You're out.
I think that's your ultimate goal, though, Matt, is to send us a video that we all block you and the friendship just stays
all the way
email.
I honestly think like the be-all, end-all game is when you're coming on to like a male Indian.
No. I think the end all be all is like
male Indian?
No, it's like one of us fucking each other. Like, boom. Top that. Like, oh,
drop
shit.
Drop the mic.
I don't know why I had to go gay. I think we're going to say like disposing of a body, like chopping a human up.
Gay. It's not gay. It's winning a competition.
If you're coming on the back of like your intern a dude, like because he's letting you, like, yes, I'm like, sure, Mr. Best, come on me all you want.
Just as long as you just tag me on Instagram. Dude, do weird shit.
You got way too excited about that.
But it's not gay, dude. It's winning a competition.
It's not.
I'm so competitive, bro. 500K, dude. I'll put it.
He didn't touch my dick, guys. He didn't touch my dick.
Who could?
I jacked off. He was just beneath me.
Who could come on a male intern first?
Rocco, people take those tags on Instagram seriously. I always tag everybody, my friends, everybody. Like, hey, man,
dude, if you don't tag people,
I don't give a shit.
We've gotten texts from people like, hey, bro, you didn't tag me.
Hey, dude, man, I took that picture.
Really?
You didn't tag me.
If you don't give photo credit to some people,
you didn't give me photo credit. You just grabbed my phone, bro.
I asked you to take the fucking picture, asshole. You didn't do anything special. Fuck.
You're kidding me.
Dude, no, for real.
Or it's the snide comment someone cool must have taken that photo, winky face.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah, cool.
You took a picture of a dog taking a shit.
Yeah.
Dog's taking dumps.
Jared showed me, and now I love when that shit pops up on my screen.
My favorite thing about that Instagram is I tell waitresses, I'm like, oh, hey, you know, I'm real big on Instagram. And they go, oh, really? And I pull the dog's taking dumps one up, and
I'm a professional photographer,
and it has over 100,000 followers.
Dude, my favorite is the dude trying to catch this dog's poop. He put a glove on, he's catching it. I'm like, this guy won, dude. He won.
There's one guy that I love that vapes, and it's bro, do you even vape? And he's just vaping everywhere in people's faces.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
it's
really that's a dude. He blows smoke in dudes' faces, right?
Yeah,
I would punch him in the fucking face.
He does like a pseudo European accent.
Yeah.
And like he'll do it at like the gym or like at a restaurant. It'll be like, do you even vape, bro? Do you even vape?
I always question how real those are. It's like those pranks about like pretending to get shot or robbed. I'm like, is there that many people that won't fucking do anything if they see that? Because if someone blew vape in my face that I didn't know, Yeah, you're getting KO'd.
This guy did get hit one time, so I think it's legit.
Dude, but
I think it's legit.
You would get hit one time. Hit. You'd be fucking punished. I'd beat the life out of a motherfucker, dude. Because you know a dude's like doing a video and then laughing after, like, bro, it's a joke. Cool joke, bro.
Picking up a 45-pound plate and just dropping it on his face.
Time to die. Fuck you. And then you fuck that motherfucker.
Time to die.
You could sell that self-defense because you don't know what health issues
easily,
he have.
Dude. Yeah,
know,
I don't know what the
smoke
fuck.
Yeah,
don't, yeah, fuck you.
Well, look, no matter what, I always tag you guys on Instagram because I love you. So how about we tag somebody as the drinking bro of the week?
All right. The drinking bro of this week is Miss Alexandra McClintock.
Oh, it's a broette.
It's a broette.
Oh, it's a girl, a broette.
This is the wife of Mr. Matthew McClintock, who is a 19 Special Forces group member. That was killed this January. She has been amazing, like really hard charging in the world of widows, essentially.
Nice. Great.
Like she has a very positive outlook on everything. Within the first 10 minutes of meeting her, she's joking and then she, you know, because she didn't know me, she's like, look, I don't mean to make you uncomfortable, but if you do not make light of any of this, like, you're gonna kill yourself, and I think that's something that the widow community needs is a positive kind of role model. And the Green Beret Foundation has done a shred out of a foundation to her that they're naming after Matthew McClintock, that's gonna be focused around kind of a widow transition type thing. And I spent the last weekend with her up in Tacoma just talking to her about how she's going to run the charity and what we can do as far as awareness and what we can do to help.
Great.
And she is the person to be the voice of this, because the positive vibes and everything and the way that she is looking on this is, you know, she's still saying, I'm still married. He just isn't here.
That's fucking awesome.
That's really cool. And that's really fucking cool.
That breaks me, dude.
She really wants to help everybody else in the future that has to face the most miserable news that they get in their lives. And I think that is something all of us can get behind, and I think it's amazing.
Great. Badass. So, cheers to you.
That's awesome. Well, cheers.
Cheers. Alex.
Cheers. And look, this was a nice night. Nothing got too out of control. Not too many ropes being thrown
it
tonight.
It got really out of control. Jared was talking about coming on a male intern's back
skit.
Well, that was toward the end, but usually Jared's about 30 seconds in.
I just love that we're all together again.
You know.
I do too.
Hey, call me Foreigner.
The band's
like the
back
first
together.
Time, you know?
Yeah, I love it.
Well, hey, for Matt Best, Mr. Rocco Vincent Vargas, Jared Taylor, I am Ross Patterson, and a special thank you to Josh Harkis for the last minute studio sesh here at Huify.
Oh, yeah.
Really appreciate you getting us in. It was a
long flight.
Josh. And, thank you, Josh. We love you.
Love you guys.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, drinking bros and broettes. We love you.
Good night.
We'll see you in a couple days.